To German officers, the new word simply described old fighting methods. Since the 19th century, German commanders had sought to destroy the enemy through the tactical encirclement and physical destruction of the enemy in a Kesselschlacht, cauldron battle of annihilation. This was the practical expression in the field of the strategic idea of Vernichtungsschlacht. The means, that is, armor, air power, and motorization, of carrying out the Kesselschlacht were new, but they were to serve traditional aims. In effect, they were new wine in old bottles. Of course, the number of encirclement and annihilation victories required to win the war in one campaign depended upon the size and skill of the opponent. Between 1939 and 1942, the German army absolutely endorsed the Kesselschlacht approach. Indeed, their hallmark was the ability to encircle and annihilate their enemy. There was nothing unduly sophisticated about the idea. German methods did not focus on the brain of the enemy army as a relatively bloodless method of victory. Quite the opposite, the destruction of the enemy command was a byproduct of a victory, not its catalyst. The other notable German characteristics were an emphasis upon tactical creativity, boldness, and flexibility, in conjunction with a superior understanding of the value of armor, air power, radio, and speed. In 1941, although the German army's tactical ability to encircle and annihilate its opponents was raised to a new level of excellence,